You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well. Welcome back to Women Sipping on Life. So happy to have you here. Today's topic is big, and I believe that today you are going to be able to discover some things about yourself, to uncover and discover some truth about you, and really locate where you are today. Today's topic is this: how engaged are you? That's right. How engaged are you, my dear? How engaged are you in your life? You know, oftentimes when we think of engagement, we think about the moment that someone gets down on a knee and they place a ring on it, and all of a sudden it's happily ever after in the making, and everyone's anticipating this love story that lasts a lifetime. As you've heard me talk about this many times, what happens when that doesn't quite work out the way we think it, in quotes, should work out? And all of a sudden, we don't ride off into the sunset with everything being sunshine and roses. What happens when we experience disappointment in life, despair, death, divorce, disconnection? That's what happens, my dear, is disconnection happens in those times. We disconnect and disengage from our feelings. We disengage from our relationships. We disengage a lot of times within ourselves. So my question to you today is, how engaged are you? And do you have a way of even testing that for yourself? Oftentimes when people come to me, they'll say, you know, I feel stuck, or I feel lost, I feel confused. I feel, you know, and then the list goes on and on. They feel alone. Maybe that's you today. I remember feeling that way for over a decade. Even though I wasn't alone, I felt alone. And do you know why? Because I had disconnected. I had disengaged. When you begin to disengage, you start to feel alone because you become an island unto yourself. Like you become this isolated thought, really. When I say thought, because I ended up spending so much time in my head. And the problem with spending time in my head was I found out that I was no longer engaged with my heart. And as I told you, I have intentionally in the past done that where I said, you know what, the heart hurts too much, I'm going to my head. And I lived there for a long time and realized that that is a very lonely place to be. You can be surrounded by people, you can even be in relationships or a very intimate, loving relationship and feel alone and feel not loved, because you haven't allowed yourself to connect and truly engage with your heart. And if you do not engage with your heart, my dear, you cannot receive the gifts that are in your heart. You cannot receive fully the gift of love. And I believe you can't fully receive the gift of life. And you certainly can't give it. You certainly cannot express all of you if you are disengaged from your source, your heart. So today I want to help you identify, where are you doing this in your life? And if you are disengaged or if you are fully engaged, how would you like to know that? I know, this is so great. So I created a document, a PDF, a checklist, whatever you want to call it. It is a several page document that I want to give you for free, okay? So we'll talk about that in a moment. But today I want to take you through these 9 areas of engagement that will help you to identify where you are. Once you identify where you are, then you can say, oh, is this working for me? Does this feel right? Is this what I desire or not? And if it's not, you can do something about it. And we'll go through that today and figure out what you can do. How's that sound? So the first thing I want you to think about, I'm going to give you these 9 areas. Now, if you're driving, you're sitting in your car, sitting in a subway, as long as you're able to grab a pen and a paper, do that right now. But if not, and you're not safely able to do that, then you can listen to it and get an idea. And then when you get to a place where you're able to grab a piece of paper and a pen, I want you to go through this process. 9 simple steps, but powerful areas of your life. And you can identify today how engaged you are in that overall picture of these 9 areas. What I would like for you to do is to write down from 1, which is completely disengaged, to 10, meaning you're fully engaged, fully in love, like it is awesome, okay? So let your heart lead you in this. Allow your heart to lead and guide you and answer basically with a number as we go through these 9 areas, okay? So number 1 is love. How much love are you experiencing in your life? Give it a number, 1 to 10. Next, spirit, your spiritual area of your life, your spirit, heart, and soul. What number would you give that? 1 to 10. Next is time. How do you value your time, my dear? Look at your life and say, how am I valuing my time? How am I engaging with my time? And answer that for yourself today with 1 to 10. The next one, this is usually an area that people will say, ooh, that's a tough one. But identify today where you are in the area of self. So that would be your self-care, my dear. How are you caring for yourself? How are you valuing yourself? How are you engaging with yourself? Give it a rating, 1 to 10. Next, we have thoughts. So your thought life. What's your most dominant thought? How engaged are you with your thought life? Give it a rating, 1 to 10. Next, we have growth. Your growth. How engaged are you with your own personal growth and development? Is your life growing? Does it feel like you're going around the same mountain over and over again? Does it feel like you're stagnant, you're in a holding pattern, or are you in a growth pattern in your life? Next, we have life's work. That's right. This is your purpose. This is the passion that's in your heart for what you do each and every day, how you spend your time, your life's work. Now, for some of you, you may be saying like, I am not even sure what that really means. And yes, I have a job, a J-O-B, does that count? Whatever you're doing for your work in your life. And you know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, I'm going to do an episode specifically on life's work because I think it's huge that you get the distinctive difference between doing a J-O-B or doing work and actually entering in and fully engaging with your life's work. But for now, give it a number, 1 to 10. Next, we have finances. How engaged are you with your financial health, your financial relationship, the relationship that you have with your money, my dear? Where are you at with your finances on a level of engagement from 1 to 10? And last but not least, fun. Where is the fun in your life? Where are you in relation to fun? Are you having fun? Are you enjoying the journey? Are you enjoying the process? This is such a vital component, my dear. This is such a vital, vital, vital component of these 9 areas of your life. And often this one right here, unfortunately, is often overlooked. People don't value it because they think, oh, that's something I'll do when I have time or when I have money or whatever it may be. But give it a number today, 1 to 10. Now what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to add these up. So grab a calculator, grab your phone, grab whatever you need to grab, pencil and paper, write it down and add all these numbers up. Now that you have your number, that, my dear, is your engagement rating. Or as I like to call it, your E rating. So what is your E rating? In fact, I would love to know this. I would absolutely love to know where you are. But I want to tell you, before I explain what each of these numbers mean, okay, I want you to understand that it's not a matter of where you are. It's the fact that you are identifying where you are today. Awareness is the, you know, basically the victory. It's not even half the battle. It's the victory. Becoming aware and conscious of what your E rating is vital, because you can locate yourself and you can say, oh, like I said, is that working for you? Is it not working for you? And would you like to improve that? And then you can identify where you really need the attention in your life. Because let's face it, your life is asking for your time and your attention. Most of all, your consciousness. That's right, your awareness, your consciousness. How engaged are you? Intentionally engaged are you with your life? So this, my dear, is your E rating. Now, are you at an E rating of under 45? If you're 45 or under, you are disengaged. That's right. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but like I said, it's not bad, it's not good. It simply is, and you can identify that today. Are you between 45, so anything between 45 up to 63? 45 to 63, are you in that? Are you in that range? That, my dear, is somewhat disengaged. So you're still engaged, or excuse me, you're still disengaged, but you're not fully disengaged, okay? Then 63 and above, you, my dear, are engaged in your life. How does that feel? So wherever you are in this continuum, whatever your E rating is, identify it today. In fact, what I'm going to have you do right now is I'm going to have you grab your soul date journal, your daily action to engage with yourself, and write this number down. Simply write it down. And in fact, now that I'm thinking about it, don't even just simply grab a paper to do this. Write this whole thing in your journal. Write this out. Love, spirit, time, self, thoughts, growth, life's work, finances, and fun. Write it all out. Write your numbers down, because you're going to come back to this at a later date and you're going to check it again. And you're going to see, if you do the work, my dear, and you begin to get down on a knee again, and you look up and you say, will you, no matter what your number is today, know that it is not good or bad. It simply is. Now that you've identified it and you're aware, you can actually engage. That's the beautiful thing about this, is sometimes all it takes is becoming aware that you're disengaged, and then making a choice, a conscious decision today, to say, I'm going to re-engage or possibly engage for the first time with your life. And in order for you to do that, it's going to require some work of the heart, some matters of the heart, getting back in touch with your heart, my dear, connecting your head and your heart and allowing them to function as one, with your heart leading you. The first thing that you can do is, once you've looked at this and you look at all the areas, okay, I want you to think about going into each one of these areas and actually writing down all the resources that you have available to you in each of these areas. For example, love, what do you have available to you? Who are the people? What are the feelings? What are the resources that you have in regards to love? Spirit, what's the resource that you have in regards to your spiritual nature? Go through and write down each resource that you have available to you. And then go ahead and look at the area that is the highest number, the most engagement, and make a decision to engage even more in that area. And then go and look at the bottom three. That's right, the areas that have the lowest numbers, the bottom three, and then identify at least one major resource that you have in each of these three areas. Tap into your resource, which is then three at least, and including your number one. So you're looking at like four different resources that you're willing to take a look at today, give thanks for, tap into, connect with those resources, and actually begin to engage in these areas. And again, not looking at only those areas, because you still have at least five other areas of your life, okay? but it's being able to give some conscious attention and focus to the areas that are desperately waiting for and needing your attention today, needing your love and attention, your care, your love, my dear. I sure hope you got something from this today. I know I covered a lot in a little bit of time here. It felt like we were having a little workshop here. So I'm going to invite you to come over to womensippingonlife.com and there will be a little icon. You'll be able to get a download and you'll have this document available to you. You can go through it. You can even print it out if you'd like and then identify these areas, what your E rating is, and then check it again in 4 weeks, 8 weeks, 12 weeks. I would love to hear what this does for you. I will tell you, I've been doing this engagement rating with my clients for a long time, and I watch the numbers go up. Literally, one of my more recent clients, we started, I believe he was like 34, definitely disengaged, and now he's above 65. I mean, it's just like incredible to see that change, going from completely disengaged to engaged. There's nothing greater. If you want to experience a lifelong love with yourself till death do you part, merry, happy, and well, let me tell you, this is the key, my dear. Engage today. I will look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. Thank you so much for being here. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.